I said, what's up, my people? My lady, he's just my type. Yes. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sherdonna. And thank you guys for joining me for Sherdonna's Diary of a Fashionista. Yes. Right now, we getting the party started with the one and only Jimmy Black and that guy they call Handsome Hunter. This one is called, I'm going to have to bring this one back. This one is called, I Just Want to Love You and My Peoples. I'm just trying to love my peoples, though. What's up, y'all? We back. Yes. Like I like my baby. He's just my type. Uh-huh. Nope. Hey, yup. Uh-huh. Yes. I'ma have to come back to that one right there. Yes. Like I said, guys, welcome. Thank you guys for joining me for Sherdonna's Diary of a Fashionista. And today we're off a very important topic. We're off a top bowl, right? This topic is going to be leading like a CEO. What does that look like? And I'm here to help you, okay? Auntie Sherdonna, Empress Sherdonna, Queen Bee Sherdonna is here to tell you how to do the thing. You know what I'm saying? We don't know everything, but we're just here to share our knowledge and our wisdom throughout, you know, the decades of entrepreneurship and being a CEO, okay? Shout out to the girl, Brand Sherdonna Designs. How you doing? Okay, if you guys don't know, I am the founder and owner and CEO of Sherdonna Designs LLC. I am a well-renowned fashion designer and entrepreneur. And actually, this year, we're going in our fifth year. If you guys want more information about us, make sure you guys go and visit our website. It's SherdonnaDesigns.com. That's SherdonnaDesigns.com. That is SherdonnaDesigns.com. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Like, being an entrepreneur is all about repetitive and the lucky number three. A lot of things are done in three just to make sure that it has that repetition, and so the customers and the client or whoever you're communicating with can really understand. And so let's get into it. But my outfit, I gotta get the vibes right, you know what I'm saying? Gotta get the vibes right. I want to give a big shout out to a good friend of mine. He goes by the name of Tanta Blacks, but I call him Legacy Wagwan. This one is featuring Shamdan, right? Bless up yourself. Okay, we are now connected. And this one said, this one is called Memba Semeridge. Let's get into it. Listen, I'm gonna love that song, yeah. Let's get into it. Let's start the vibes right. You know my Atsana, shirt on design. Yeah. MJ said, oh my Atsa. Like, I'm Empress Sherdonna. Hey. Hey, shout out to my Jamaican people. Okay, Wagwan. I love y'all. Hair for me. Look at my hair bouncing. Come on, Gina. Yes. Yes. If y'all don't know about this song, go straight to YouTube. Listen to this one. Oh, Alexa. Yes. In the white zone. You already know we gotta. I gotta give it to y'all raw. Okay. Yes. Yes. Sample. Shout out to Legacy. I appreciate you very much. Again, thank you for my B-Day celebration. I had a blast. Shout out to also, we're about to do our shout out in a minute, but shout out to Ricky Platinum at Tipsy Wednesday. We held a vibe. But before we even get into the shout out, I'm going to do the sangya right now. Okay? And yeah. Monga, talk to the people. Hey. Talk to the people.
My friend keep flipping rhymes, lip kiss fitting lines, left hand keeping time, right hand gripping. Don't keep blurring mind. My friend
this
keep
the
flipping
remix.
Rhymes, lip kiss fitting lines, left hand keeping time, right hand gripping.
If y'all don't know about Munga, y'all need to know about Munga. This joint is a vibe. This is the vibe. This is the vibe. I want y'all, I was going, it was this one part that I really, really loved. I wanted you guys to hear it. That I wanted you guys to hear it. So hold tight. It's just a vibe. I hope you guys are having an awesome day right now. It's already, can you guys believe it's already at the end of the month? As you guys know, this whole year is my birthday, but February the 1st was my birthday. But this whole year is my motherfucking birthday. Because know why? You know why? This is why. But yes, but from a bun, what's up? Sample. That's all y'all get. Okay, so let's get into the whole situation. Leading like a CEO. One of the main thing is know thyself and everything else will fall into place. Always be yourself. Like, I can't be like nobody else. I got to be like me. This is me. Okay? And so that is the main thing about being an entrepreneur and leading like a CEO. Okay, let's get into it, y'all. Okay, first things first. I pop it. The first thing I want to do is give a shout out to me. I would like to give a shout out to myself. First, shout out to Snoop. Like I said, you have to make sure that you're giving yourself that love that you give to other people. You must respect yourself. You must give yourself that honor. So I want to give a shout out to myself for being resilient, for being respectful for myself, towards myself, for being obedient to my gift and my craft. For being disciplined, for being loving, for being abundant, for being courageous, for being bossy saucy, for being that girl that be doing that thing how she know how. Okay, I'm sure that I'm the one only. Okay, I want to give myself a shout out for just being fabulous. Okay, so shout out to me. Okay. And I'm super proud of myself. We came a long way, y'all. Like, it took me a while to even get to this girl right here. So I'm super excited about where we are in our life. All right, so the next shout out goes to my brand, okay? To Sheridona. Sheridona's Beauty Salon, okay? For always, look at my hair, though. Like, I'm just feeling myself. Like, you know, my daughter is like, oh, mom, like, this straight look, I like it, but you need to... Don't be damaging your hair, right? And so, yes, I'll be going back to my natural. But I just wanted to trim my ends, you know what I'm saying? And just get a vibe, you know what I'm saying? With the girl, with the straight hair, what have you. I ain't blow dry my hair in a minute. So, I'm loving my kind of like, I got my little flip at the back. You know, when your hair is like long, inches. I'm so excited for Sheridona Beauty Salon. Like, literally, we just make our whole goal is to make our client like look and feel like a rock star, like me. You know what I'm saying? So this is our whole goal. And so shout out to Sheridona Beauty Salon, cause we steadily be doing the damn thing. How you doing? Okay. Also, shout out to Sheridona Designs. Okay. A huge shout out for us for always making us look bossy saucy. Okay, if you want to keep up with the drip and what's going on with us, make sure you guys sign up for our newsletter, our monthly newsletter. And actually, our February issue is coming out, okay, in a couple of days. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you guys go to shirtondesigns.com. 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 The number of three, right? So, yes. And also a big shout out to Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. I want to give a shout out to my brand because we continue to be resilient and we continue to inspire the nation. Like when I say, like, when I teach and when I like mentor other people, like I change their lives in like a positive way. Like it really give them perspective that they were always looking for. And it really excites me that I can like change a life like one season at a time. But literally I'm doing it more than one season at a time. So I'm super excited about my new mentees that I'm going to be mentoring. It's just like, God, did you really do that for me? Like, what? I get to create like mini me's basically. Like, so it's kind of, I'm going to have an army of like Sheridanas, but they're not going to be Sheridana. They're going to be their own person, but they're going to have the courage, has the intelligence, the wisdom, intelligence and the wisdom and the character to be able to withstand entrepreneurship, the fashion industry, and then just being a woman. Most of my mentees are female, but we don't you know, discriminate or anything. Like we still mentor males as well, but the majority of the people who are attracted to us is mostly like 75% female. So just like our podcast is 75%. So also a big shout out to Humble Confidence Modeling Agency, darling. Big shout out to Model and Talent Associates, right? They are, big shout out to Teresa and Joe. They just helped me throughout my life. Guys, without confidence, it's hard to be a CEO because there's public speaking that you have to do. You have to present yourself always looking fierce and powerful and beautiful, especially if that is your brand. So I want to give a big shout out to Teresa from Model and Talent Associate for helping me to build my confidence to be this supermodel, you know what I mean? So to be this humble, beautiful human being. So, and yeah, shout out to my parents, okay? And okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you to the Most High. Also, a big shout out to my offspring, though. Shout out to Joseph and Isabella. Shout out to my baby girl. I mean, my big little girl. Okay, my daughter Isabella. Like, we did like a little mini photo shoot today. And I'm gonna do some more. I'm just so grateful to really have my kids in my life, to be so active in my life. Yes, remember, kids, they're an extension of you. So that if they get on your nerves, it's because you install certain type of characteristic. And remember, they're building their own character. So sometimes you're going to have conflict, but it's up to you as the CEO of your family. That's what people don't be knowing. When you're a parent, you're the CEO of your family. So you got to learn how to articulate, learn how to be calm. We're going to talk about that as well. Some of the key things that you need to evoke in your life to be a leading CEO of your family and of your business as well. So big shout out to my offspring Joseph, and big shout out to my mamacita Isabella, aka Paris. All right, also I want to do a huge shout out to a really good friend of mine. He goes by the name of Ioctane, and I would like to do a debut of his new single from his album I Am Great, and it's called Sorry, Y'all. And this also goes to the people in my life, or not currently in my life, or just the people in general that I may hurt along the way. This is out to you. This is a dedication to you guys as well. And yeah, without further ado, Ioctane, I'm sorry. It's a vibe.
Oh God, I'm sorry. Anybody- Nobody when me hurt, don't tell me, say me sorry. When you're wrong, no, you're not too big to say you're sorry. Enough time to judge people, set them fake, and end up doing some things we say we're not right. So try, no, you're not too big to say you're sorry. First me apologize to God because you're a mad man. Sorry, so me know the right and still go do the wrong. Sorry, so me never let me pray that when him up a plan.
Yo, this song is so, thought provoking and so inspiring. Like, just leave it up to iOctane for always giving us some amazing music. If you guys are not subscribed to our YouTube channel, we do our reviews, we give you music debuts just like that one right there. Make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's Sheridana 27. That is Sheridana 27. Sheridana 27. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe to the kid channel. Okay, so but big shout out to iOctane. But said I want that it bought me. I have to pull it up first, and then we're going to go into our word of the day real quick. And I have some other music from iTunes as well.
Bitch, I ain't gonna change that day. Sorry, so me can't open on the fame. I never have no time. So me no sorry when me get the blame. Let me apologize to my kids, them.
He really went deep in this song. I really love this song.
When me baby, my dad, them are stressed. The open, sorry, so me never find back for some children. I finally end up full of spirit, you know.
Confession is the beginning of healing, and that is so key. You know, sometimes when you are, you know, you're in business or with your family, sometimes you just have to like step back and say like, yo, that's my bad, I apologize. And that really show your growth, that really show your leadership when you can actually say, yo, that's my bad. So big shout out to iOctane for, you know, just healing himself and just calling what it is. Like, I apologize for, you know, if I hurt your feelings. So big shout out to him as well. All right, let's get into the thing. Okay, so we're talking about leading like a CEO, and I hope you guys have been listening throughout what I've been saying thus far, because everything ties together. So I have three key words of the day, right? Because there's three pillars of leadership, right? There are three pillars of effective leadership, right? And those three words, are awareness, synthesis, and inspiration, right? So we're only going to do an hour today, so I'm going to dive as deep as I can. But if you guys want to learn a little bit more, this information is also going to be in my newsletter and future writing materials to really expand on what I'm saying today. So what is the definition of awareness? So awareness is the knowledge or perception of a situation or a fact. Knowing something, right? Being aware of something. So the main thing in leadership, you got to have self-awareness, and you got to have, you have to be aware of other people, right? So one thing that I've learned on my journey is to know thyself, right? And to really pay attention to my behaviors around people or my action around people, because that's really, really important, right? So let's get into, you know, awareness of others. What I've noticed is you got to learn how to read body language, right? You got to learn to see, you know, when, like, say if you have a business deal or what have you, you have to learn how to figure out, does this deal work for me? Not be, it might look good, you know, at the beginning, but how is this person aligned with you, right? Like, the deal might look good, but how are they aligned with you? Even when you go out, like, you know, people that you used to hang out with, as you're evolving, you might not be aligned anymore, and that's okay. You got to have that awareness, right? So that's really important. So we could dive a lot into, you know, about that. But I, what I would like to do next is talk about mindful practice. So that kind of goes with the self-awareness. I know for me, my mindful practice is to, I have to do my meditation in the morning, right? In the grand rising of it all, I have to drink my tea, okay? My chamomile and my this kind of juice that I usually do, so, or my ginger tea, right? I like to take my walks. I love to dance and sing. Okay, that helps me to, like, no matter, like, you know, like I tend to say, when you get, like, a lot of success, shit could, like, get to your head. Don't let that shit get to your head, right? Don't let it go to your head. Be leveled. Be leveled. Be mindful of yourself, right? Because your behavior could affect somebody else, right? And also, I want to talk about is the word, let's dive into the word synthesis. What does that really mean? The word synthesis, what does that mean? It means a combination of ideas to form a theory or a system. When you're creating your synthesis, it's like you're creating your roadmap to your success. You have to figure out, why are you doing this? Okay. You have to build your team, right? So you have to have the awareness of your team, and you just have to learn how to just walk with intention when you're picking the right people. Because what you don't want to do is not do your homework and have somebody that's just like you. When you're building your team, you got to have other people that's really greater than you, really. Because like 50 Cent said, like, the whole point when you become a leader is so you teach other people to lead so you can do less. Like, yeah, somebody was asking him, like, yo, why would you get kicked off of your own show? He was like, bro, because I'm smart. And I'm like, he's fucking brilliant. Because if you guys read his book, you would know that he's freaking brilliant. Like, that is the ultimate goal, is to, you know, start up an empire and have that joint run on autopilot. That is great leadership. You have put everybody else in place to lead in their position. That's what great leadership means to me. Okay, leading like a CEO, that's boss. Like, everybody working while you on your yacht, like, making sure that everything is run together. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So let's get into, I want to do a quote, and then we're going to get into the word inspiration. So my quote is, believe in your vision with every fiber of your being. Guys, when you are in that process of, you know, forming your organization, your brand or your business, you must live, breathe your brand and business on period, on God. When I say, yo, man, I got no way without shirt on design, like, bitch, bye, like, what? So if anybody say, what are you wearing? I'd be like, shirt on designs. Who made that? I did. We did. How you doing? Like, because you have to believe in your brand. You must believe in your brand, even when nobody else do. Because remember, like, like, your customers basically have to know, like, and trust you. So shout out to Marks Devant for teaching me that. So you have to have that know, like, and trust. People have to know you. They must like you, and they must trust you to first purchase from you. So I'm grateful that I now have that underneath my belt. We're just expanding our reach. So yeah, so let's get to the third word. So the third word is inspiration, right? So what does inspiration really means, right? Inspiration is a process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative, like this right here, this shindig, this ensemble, shared on Diary of a Fashionista. It just stimulates me to just do the damn thing and to, like, to be me, to express myself. Like, it's a form of expression. I get to showcase, like, my brand. I get to I get to just be myself. I get to just be a rock star that I am. I get to share amazing music. I get to talk to, you know, amazing artists that I really love and respect. And I also get to meet people that I admire and they admire me. So shout out to all my guests that has been on our platform and will be on our platform. So yeah, grateful for that. Before we move on to my other quote, I want to read you guys, what does leadership really mean? Like, what is the definition of leadership? And I believe leadership is the ability to inspire others to achieve shared objective, helping others to become their greatest version. Basically, when you inspire people, you're helping people to become their greatest version. Point blank in the period. And speaking about that, I want to give a huge shout out to Unity Fashion Institute, because that's part of our mission. We are a leader and we inspire people. We teach our students what we know. Okay, so big shout out to Unity Fashion Institute. We have online classes. You can register by calling us or DM us at Unity Fashion Institute on IG, or call us at 315-748-3229, or just hit us up at Unity Fashion Institute on IG. Right? So I just wanted to bring you that attention. Leadership is helping others to become their greatest version. Bam. Now, let's get into the whole nitty-gritty, the whole thing, right? So in terms of being a leader, I believe that one of the best characteristic that a leader should have is being compassionate, right? So I'm going to read you guys or tell you the definition that I think what compassion is, and then we're going to move on with the other word that you might confuse it, but I don't want you to confuse with compassion and empathy, right? So the difference. So what does the word compassion really means, right? The ability to put yourself in another person's shoes and see the world through their perspective to ease their suffering, right? Do not confuse compassion with empathy, right? So empathy is this feeling what another living being is feeling, but you don't have that action to do anything about it. So when you see somebody that's on the street, like I do this all the time because I know I have great compassion. Like when I see like a family out there and they're asking for food, I feel like as a humanitarian, it's my job to be able to say, you know what? What do you guys need? Whatever they say they need food, I'm getting it. Period. I'm getting it. And I teach and I install that in my kids. When you can help, help. I'm not saying like go out of your way and cripple yourself. No, I'm saying if you have it in your ability to help somebody, then you need to do that. On God, you need to do that. Like you need to do that. Because guess what? When you have compassion, it just makes the world, like, I know it's going to be cliche, it just makes the world a little bit better. Like, my whole goal for my being is to literally become the person I wish to see in the world. Like, I want to see more compassionate people, so I then have to be more compassionate. You know what I mean? So that's what I teach my kids to do as well. So what is the word, what does empathy mean? We said that it's feeling what others are feeling, but there's no like call to action to that one. So that is the difference. You can feel it, but there's no call to action. And a leader, a CEO, must know the difference between, because sometimes compassion is called and sometimes empathy is called, and you have to know like the difference, right? You have to be a spectator to really know when to add your action and when to just be. Right? So that self-awareness, again, that's really important. So the next thing I want to talk about is really optimizing your skill and passion. I know for me, and what does that mean? It means try new things. Like as a CEO, like the first thing that you do is don't think, oh, I'm about to be a millionaire of that. I'm about to sell. Like, no, it's not going to go like that. You're going to have to try a bunch of things. Like, as you guys know, like, I'm a hairstylist, but I'm a rock star at that. Okay, I'm a fashion designer. I'm a rock star at that, period. Okay, I'm a podcaster. I'm a rock star at that. But, you know, it's other things that I used to do. I was a notary. I'm still a notary, but I don't do that, you know, as much because I feel like my purpose is to be teaching. So I'm a rock star at teaching. So I have to double down on the things that I know that I'm sent from the Most High to be doing. You know what I mean? So I want to focus and double down on my skills and my passion. So I'm obsessed with modeling. So this is why I do that every single day though. I'd be like, how you doing? Like, it just comes naturally. It's just in me. I am modeling, period. That's it. So I just been optimizing, you know, my skills and my strength. So as a CEO and leading like a CEO, you have to understand your strengths and weaknesses. So I've literally been on that journey, and one of my mentors, they was like, yo, all the things that you don't like, you need to hire out. You need to outsource that. So that's another thing, like really doing, like be honest and have that self-assessment, guys, of your strength and weaknesses, because that is so freaking crucial. And that is super effective leadership. And I can tell you right now, child, okay, like I'm not good at everything, but the thing that I am good at, y'all know about it. It's a lot of things that I'm not good at, okay? Like, yeah. But I've been trying, y'all. I've been working. It's important to, as a leader, you must, like I said, work with people that compliment you. So that's the whole goal. Like, you don't, you know, if I'm a fashion designer, I'm not going to be working with a sewer person. Like, how does that compliment me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to work with, you know, maybe a makeup agency, or, you know, modeling agency, or, you know, other models, other photographers. They compliment my business, you know? So shout out to my kids. They're amazing photographers. Like, pictures be slayed. Pictures be slayed, y'all. So yeah, compliment, work with people that compliment you, right? Child, let me get some juice though. Let me get some juice. I do like I'm not getting no brand deal with this situation, but shout out to Arizona though. I'm drinking Arizona right now. I had like 2 thing of tea already. And it's so good. Watermelon is that. Yeah. So yeah, we talk about the mindfulness, right? So I want to talk now. We're going to go into when you are a CEO and leading like a CEO, everybody has a mentor. It doesn't matter if you are like a 7-figure like person, or even a billionaire has an advisor, has a mentor, right? So it's important. I was telling my mentee, it was so important to find the right mentor for you. So what is a mentor? It's someone who knows what you want to accomplish and help you to achieve that goal. So my definition of a mentor is, I use it as, your mentor is your navigation system. They help you to get where you want to go. So I'm so grateful that I can be like other fashion designer, like a navigation system. I've been telling them what I know, what works for me, the suggestions, you know, different characteristics to have, you know, like the work ethic, how to carry yourself and just stand out from the crowd. So yeah, having that mentorship. So, the bullet, y'all. I obtain next. I love this song. Next in line of move. For all the men that's not really trying to stand up for their females and do the damn thing, next, y'all. And that's the bit. We're going to talk about this dribble today in a minute, y'all. Don't y'all worry about it. We're going to do our fab cam. That's on everything. And top record, no. We love Aki and Banana and Dumpling and Plotting and some ginger tea. You have to spend money upon the interest enough. Yes. Good body. Good body, girl. Hey. Yes. Come on. No. And the parlors, because I need my nails done. Am I here? Baby. Where? Okay. The Empress got the house. Your mom? No, I need some tangerines, I need some oranges, some bananas, some mango. You gotta spend on the Empress. Good. Where? Hey. Sample. That's a little sample from Ioctane right there. Right? So I don't want to stop there. I'ma play another song by another artist. I don't know if you guys may or may not know this one right here. Okay. So let's get into it. This one is by I Am Hitmaker, and this is his latest song that recently came out. And this one is called The Naked Truth. So shout out to I Am Hitmaker. This one's called The Naked Truth.
I don't know to you me now, but that's what my ear too. Cha-cha.
Revenge. When it cool. Okay. Not while I stole.
Get this far from the phone. Them remember the hunger days.
The hunger days.
In a slumber years. While young team the jungle ways.
Yeah. No.
Mommy always tell me.
People. Use them when they need to.
Carry or bring your like a vehicle.
Hey. You know we don't know. No, I gotta bring that one back, y'all. I'm Hitmaker Wagwan. The lights to me, you know. Yes.
Cha-cha.
Revenge, when it cool, fuck it, but now while the soul.
Them remember the hunger days.
The hunger days.
In a slumber years. While young team the jungle ways. But look at the ghetto, but I'm not gonna be real.
Hey.
Mommy always tell me.
People. Use it when they need to.
Carry or bring your
like a vehicle. Really? You know we do. Sample for them right there. Sample. That's all y'all get from I Am Hitmaker right now. let's get into the whole situation. Okay, we can't stop there. I want to give you guys the five keys to happiness, because the whole purpose of leading as a CEO is you're your own boss. So therefore, you should be happy. I mean, come on. Like, that's the whole point. So the whole point is to, you know, have that freedom to be able to live the life that you always wanted to. So you must be happy. So in order to be happy, I believe that you must live in the moment, right? Live in the moment. And just sometimes sometimes you will just be like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. But then I just reflect back and say, you know what? This is what I'm doing right now. It's time to do my nails, time to do my hair. It's time to, you know, go and hang out with my daughter. It's time to, you know, go hang out with my son. Or maybe it's just time for me to just go and just chill out by myself outside and just hold a vibe. Like, be in the moment, y'all. Everything don't have to be super planned. And that's what I've learned. Learn how to chill. Chill. As a CEO, we could be really uptight. the show chakra, my throat chakra has to just be clear. Like, we could be a little bit uptight. So you have to learn how to live in a moment, right? And while you're living in a moment, be a spectator of your own thoughts. Make sure that you are giving yourself that positive reinforcement to say, like, I have to say, I am great. And I have to second that motion. Sheridana, she is great. I am great. I am fabulous. I'm abundant. I'm wealthy. I'm gorgeous. I'm beautiful from the inside out. Okay. And make sure you are really being conscious of your thoughts, especially when you are feeling not so great, guys. I know when you feel like things, you know, maybe you didn't land that deal like you thought you would, right? Or maybe you wanted to go to this event that, you know, maybe it was canceled and you can't get to go. And, you know, you feel like you lost maybe, or you missed the opportunity. You could, like, be like, man, maybe they ain't fuck with me, or whatever the case may be. Like, you got to think about, like, everything happens in divine order and everything is working for you. So I always think about that. Everything is always working for me, child. So I got to always make sure I just look bossy saucy and I'm aligned with myself. And then I know if things don't work out how I planned it, it's literally the universe saying it's a redirection. Don't you worry, sweetheart. You are, Sheridana. You are my favorite chosen one. So don't you worry about that. We got you. Okay. The thing that you might want, we have something better for you. Don't you worry about that. And that goes for relationships. Sometimes be like, ooh, hoo, Lordy be Jesus. He be like, oh, but I'm like, I love him. And the Most High's like, we got something better for you. Stop. Mm-mm. Let go of that little small teddy bear, because then we got something amazing for you. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that, sweetheart. We got a king for you. Don't worry about that. I'm like, okay, God. Okay. That's fine. Okay, number three. It's better to be loving than to be right, y'all. I'm going to say that one more time. It's better to be loving than to be right. Sometimes I see you that 101. What's up, my peoples? Y'all. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again before we was rudely interrupted by someone. But we're just talking about, you know, just making sure that you have that positive reinforcement when you're talking to someone, especially when you are a manager. And really, a manager tells people what to do and a CEO inspires them. So that is the big difference, guys. So I'm happy that, you know, I'm no longer a manager, because really, I was telling them what to do. You see what I'm saying? But I still wanted to inspire them. But how the business, that's what I'm saying, certain business is structured where you have to tell people what to do, because that's what your job is. But when you are a CEO of your own brand, you can inspire people. Like, this is what I did to get to X, Y, and Z. Like, this is what I'm doing for my mentees to let them know. I started just a little girl from Jamaica, and now I have a fashion, beauty, and media empire. this is what I did. I went to fashion design school. I went to hair school, hair college, right? I went to business college, right? And I just move with purpose. I just follow my heart, and literally my podcast came to me because it was already in me to share all my wisdom and stuff. So yeah. Okay, and number four, be grateful for at least one thing. This one, I know I'm super grateful. I'd be on my Twitter just saying like, thank you to the Most High, right? So I'm grateful. So I'm gonna give you guys a quote, right? So my life mission is to inspire the world and make a positive impact, sharing my gifts, talent, wisdom, and love with the world. So that's what makes me grateful, that I could be able to give back to the world in that way, right? So that is number four, being grateful, even if it's like, yo, thank you to the Most High for waking me up this morning. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for this lunch. Thank you for this dinner. Thank you for water to drink. Thank you for, you know, where I live. Thank you for my life. Just thank you for like the small things that you have and the large thing as well. So just be grateful that you have those things. So leading like a CEO, you must be grateful for the small things so you can appreciate the bigger things, right? And last but not least, there are more than five ways, right? And five keys of happiness. And it's helping others every chance you get, period. Shout out to Prince. He should know that Tuesday is podcast day. And help others every chance you get. And like I said, I do the best that I can with what I'm working with. Right? Everybody has their own obstacles, right? Let me get me some juice, okay? Everybody has their own obstacles that they must face throughout the world. So don't judge anybody if they didn't help you this time around, right? So you don't know what they're facing, what they have to go through, what their circumstances look like. So it's important to not do that, right? I want to give you guys a quote. Wisdom without compassion is ruthlessness, and compassion without wisdom is folly. Child, what? Shariana, what did you say? Wisdom without compassion is ruthlessness, and compassion without wisdom is folly. I love that so, so much. And that's just like, if you have so much wisdom in the world, right, and no compassion, that's just a waste of space, right? And compassion without wisdom is literally equally a waste of space. The word folly means lack of sense and foolishness. So if you have wisdom without compassion, it's foolishness. And if you have compassion without wisdom, it's equally foolish. So you must have both, right? And I believe leadership is the art of giving people a platform for spreading ideas that work. That's what I believe as well, right? So what I would like to do next is I have another quote. It's leverage your network. As a leader, we must leverage our network sometime. I know sometimes you're like, yo, I don't have this and I don't have that. But then when you have that reflection, you have everything you need. I have everything that I need. I literally just have to just sit by myself and figure out, okay, what comes first, the order of operation. So, yeah, leverage your network, right? So my other quote is, beat the competition by being yourself and capitalizing on your company's strength. I know one of our strengths is, like, number one, we do everything in-house. Like, we do our designing, we do our pattern making, we do our
our sewing, and we do, you know, our distribution all at the same, you know, in the same company. We don't have to ask anybody to do our patterns. And that's what I wanted to have underneath my belt, my tailoring skills. Shout out to you, to Syracuse University. Shout out to Todd and Jeffrey. Shout out to Professor Long for help inspiring me and teaching me how to become a leader and how to, like, create, how to manifest my ideas. And shout out to myself for being committed to myself, being committed to my brand, right? So sometimes life can throw you some fastballs. Like I said, like, I've been in, a marriage for most of my life, and then the universe saying, you know what, it's time for you to do something else. We have something a little bit better for you. And so it's time for you to, like, spread your wings. And so in order for you to spread your wings, I need for you to move. I need for you to move now. So I had to, like, as a leading like a CEO, you have to be brave. You have to be, I won't even say fearless. You, even if you're fearful of something, do it anyway. That's leading like a CEO. There's plenty of time where you're going to be like, yo, I'm scared enough, fuck. Excuse my French, y'all. Like, I had to give it to y'all how I got it. Like, sometimes you just so like, oh my God, is this going to work? Just know it's going to work out. Just know it's going to work out. Believe in thyself. Believe in thyself. Believe in thyself, right? So believe in your vision. Everything will work out. So that is the main thing I want to tell y'all, okay, about the whole thing. So there's so much thing that I want to talk about. But as you guys know, I had committed myself to 1 hour here because I have another endeavor. And not only that, I wanted to give you guys the supper in a certain amount to be able to, for you guys to consume it so it could be delicious. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I want to talk about right now? Let's get into the fashion. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. So let's talk about the look of the day, though. Like, let's talk about the drip. I'm gonna have to give y'all a little runway walk. Hold on. I'm going to play the Journeyman Jimmy Black featured Handsome Hunter. I just want to love you because this outfit, I just want to love on this outfit real quick. Like, let's talk about it. Look about this look, y'all. My baby boy, I'm just always down to ride. Hey, have my little 2-piece, right? It's going down when we at, let's dip, dip. So they can try to find where we at. New split, sink, shit. That's a fact, though. So for say, don't put it in like a free throw. When we hit the town, we go around like a little bit of a clock. Stop working in your present, ask for more. Okay, let's talk about this look of the day, y'all. So for the people who are on YouTube, you can actually see the drip of the day. But the people who are on Anchor. So I have this is a knitted dress alongside. It also has 100% cotton of this African tribal print. It has a V shape coming towards, you know, the torso, because everything is about the female, it's about us. So all eyes on me. So we have this nice design line of the V in the front. Let me give y'all the drip of the day for the back, though. So the back also have like that V child, like, huh, that nice sexy open back. Like, look, when you a CEO, you're female, you gotta look sexy, you gotta look bossy saucy. Like, how you doing? So it's conservative, right? So the neck, it comes all the way to the neck, but I made sure I put this beautiful pleat in the front, so it has like a nice elegant vibe, right? It's super fitted because I love my body. Okay, we got that summer body, like, and we just have the tie to hold everything up, right? Like, the V, it's the back for me though. Like, it's the back for me. Okay, but it's also the jacket for me too. Okay, so the same fabric, we have two fabrics for the main jacket, right? So we have the sleeve, and we also have the same African tribal print for the front, so the lapel and the front and the side of the jacket has the same African print. So it's just a vibe. Like, I really, really like it. Like, you could get this custom design to fit you. There's a couple of ways. You could either kind of like fold it like this, right? Or you could just do like a little, put the button in the front like that. And you are well put together. We made sure it has like a cute little V in the back just for a great style. Right? Super cute like that, just to be cohesive with the V that we're doing, the V shape and the color blocking. So the fabrication for the African tribal print, it has this beautiful golden yellow in there, and it has a little bit of brown and some dark blues, but it kind of looked like the Jamaican flags to me. But yeah, so that is the look of the day, y'all. And this goes right above my knee, so I really, really like it. And then the shoes, because I'm in the side, I just did a little slick back situation. And then my hair is, I did like a little mini blowout, right? And then I have my hair flipped. And I have these beautiful drop-down earrings that that's created by Shirt On Designs as well. So, yeah, if you are a businesswoman, or are you an artist and you're looking for, like, signature pieces, like, even if you're a realtor and you're looking for signature pieces that you want to wear and have designs, make sure you guys go straight to SheridanaDesigns.com. 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 And send us an email and let us know that you're interested in having, you know, garments custom designed for you, child. Okay, so I'm super excited today. Like, I feel like I believe. So let's reiterate. Like I said, our newsletter goes in depth about what we're talking about today is leading like a CEO, right? So the main point that I want you guys to take away is have self-confidence in yourself, right? Have self-awareness, be aware of others as well, right? I want you to inspire people, not tell people what to do, but inspire people, right? And to make sure you always believe in yourself, no matter what. So you are your first cheerleader, and you have to believe in your vision when nobody else do. So sometimes it might take some time, but like, great things always take time. So slow and steady, always win the race. So don't be in a rush to be, you know, a seven-figure business when you're just in your first year, because there's stages, there's level to the shit, okay? There's level to being a CEO, there's levels to for your success. So remember, be prepared for what you ask for, right? Leverage your network. That's super, super important, right? Help people when you can, right? Don't just say, oh, I made it and that's it. Don't do that. Because you have to be grateful, and that's another thing. Be grateful. Live in the moment, right? Make sure that, you know, if you're having a miscommunication, talk to that person. It's okay. Like iOctane said, it's okay to say, I don't even like the word sorry. I like the word I apologize. If there's a miscommunication, if I hurt your feeling as a CEO, you must do that. So that shows your growth. and help others, like I said. And it's important to be able to get a mentor. So I hope you guys learn a little bit about leadership, learn about becoming and leading like a CEO. Because it's one thing to have the position, it's the next thing to actually perform in that position. What does that look like? I hope you guys learn. I know you guys learned something today, child. Okay? And it's been absolutely a pleasure being here with you guys today. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to the Girl Channel at Sheridana. At Sheridana 27, right? For my people on the anchor, that's Sheridana 27. Sheridana 27. Sheridana 27 at my YouTube page, right? It's been a blast. I'm gonna rock out. Okay, just a reminder, guys, we have our exclusive patron and Twitch community at Sheridana Design. So find us there on Twitch and Patreon at Sheridana Designs. That's SHERIDONNADESIGNS. That's Sheridana Designs. Okay. We're going to be doing some exclusive classes, learn how to make, you know, bustiers, learn how to make jackets, learn how to make the clothes that you want from scratch. So we teach you how to do that on our exclusive community on Patreon on and Twitch as well. Big shout out to subkin.com. We have a situation, guys. I totally forgot to tell you guys that we have our jewelry, our exclusive jewelry. Every quarterly we're going to be giving you guys a custom, you know, jewelry box from Sheridana Design. So make sure you guys visit subkin.com/Sheridana. That's subkit.com/Sheridana Design. That's subkit.com/ SHERIDONNADESIGN, right? So it's been an absolute pleasure. Like I said, this show, Sheridana's Diary for Fashionista, it is sponsored by the one and only Sheridana Designs, okay? And yeah, I've had fun, and I want to say go and be great. I'm going to leave you guys with my favorite quote. Do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, she gonna always bring her dreams to reality. Yes. Okay, so what we're going to do is just finish out with Tanta Blocks and Shandun, right? Thank you, guys. Go and be great. Find us on IG, too. Let's get into it. Hey. That's our truth. Hey. We vibing out. It's our vibe out time, y'all. Already, we working on wealthy. Hey. Thank you guys, it's been a pleasure. I love you. Peace.